This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. 7 years ago, the granddaughter of Fred Phelps left his radical Westboro Baptist Church. Megan Phelps Roper says her new book, Unfollow, offers hope to others caught in cultures of hatred. But she also tells KCUR contributor Ann Knickendorf that it was written as an apology and an explanation.
I remember the first time I encountered the picketing was at a John Denver concert in Topeka. And it was must have been like in 1992. And I just remember seeing the signature, the signs, and thinking, but John Denver's not gay. Do you have a concise way that you can tell me what that logic was for people who haven't read the book?
So, I mean, Westboro believes in the Bible and predestination. They believe the Bible is the literal and infallible word of God. And so for them, when they see anything bad happening in the world, it is the direct result of the wrath of God poured out on sinners for their transgression. And so picketing a concert, it wasn't just that it was John Denver. It was, this was a place where people are gathering and they need to hear this message.
I understand that you wrote this or began writing this as a way of helping your husband understand you better. Is that right?
Yeah. I felt like there were things in my past that he just didn't have enough context or frame of reference to understand.
Who else is the book for?
It is for people at Westboro. I kind of see it as breadcrumbs for them. I wrote it for people who are in similar situations. Either who are struggling to find a way out themselves or who have left and are trying to, you know, find a way forward afterward. And I wrote it for the, you know, the many people that we targeted while we were part of the church.
Yeah. And I love that revelation in the book that Westboro isn't unique in its teachings. What sorts of groups are you hearing from?
Well, it's from more mainstream, larger groups like Jehovah's Witnesses, but also people from, you know, fundamentalist churches, evangelical churches, in around the world. It's shocking, but it shouldn't be, how many groups function like Westboro. And again, I think that's just a result of the fact that these are very human forces. Confirmation bias and cognitive dissonance and motivated reasoning and groupthink, all these things that we are all subject to, but it's just that in Westboro, it presents in this, you know, relatively unique, extreme way.
So how do you think your experience of healing and sorting through all of these things offers hope for our country to also heal?
I saw somebody on Twitter called it the Westboroization of politics, this extreme tribalism that we're starting to see. That was where my first doubts came from, these conversations I was having with people on Twitter. And their willingness to reach across these extreme ideological divides and to recognize, even when I was at Westboro, to be able to look at me and the extreme and cruel things that I was doing and to recognize that I was still a genuine, you know, sincere human being, and to engage me on that basis, to see that there was hope for change in me. And I think there's a lot to be gained from talking to people that we disagree with. I work with law enforcement organizations, you know, who are working on issues of like de-radicalization and hate crimes. And I feel like just anytime there's an opportunity for me to use these experiences that hurt so many people, if I can find a way to use them to do good, I want to take every opportunity that I can to do that.
So when I knew that your grandfather had passed away, but I hadn't heard that he'd been excommunicated first. You write that he's buried in an unmarked grave. Why unmarked?
My grandfather, so Gramps, I think it was his mother. You can go and find her grave, and some people have, and they have conducted ceremonies, but this group of self-professed Satan worshipers went and made her gay or whatever. Like, so people who can go and people who can go and desecrate those kinds of things. I think it would always have been an unmarked grave for any member of Westboro. Cause again, they're hated all over the world.
Right.
So I think they just don't want to leave any loose ends.
Toward the end of the book, you're wondering how you'll talk to your daughter about Westboro and teach her how to navigate the world.
I'm going to tell her everything, you know, as much as she can understand it. At any time, I'm not going to beat her the way that we were at the church. I'm going to teach her to think critically and to make her own decisions.
That was Megan Phelps Roper, formerly of the Westboro Baptist Church, speaking with KCUR contributor Ann Knickendorf.